Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, what if I told you that I stole something from you? Something, one of your most valuable things you have. What do you think it is? I think it's your phone, your wallet, your savings. Maybe I cleaned out your savings account. Maybe I stole your computer or your car. No, I stole something much more valuable. And I stole it from each and every one of you. I stole 10 seconds of your life. 10 seconds. Doesn't seem like much, but it is the most valuable thing you have. If I stole your phone or cleaned out your bank account or stole your car, you could find ways to possibly get it back or earn more money, make more, buy something new to replace it. But time. Time, you can't do that with. Once time is gone, it is gone forever. You can't buy it back. Now, I know this seems rather ridiculous, 10 seconds of time. And believe it or not, I do somewhat remember what it was like to be in high school and college and thinking, I've got all the time in the world. I'm still in high school. I've got college ahead of me. I'm in college. I've still got my whole lifetime ahead of me. But believe it or not, time does keep passing. At the beginning of this chapel, I was 50 years, 9 months, 4 days, 10 hours, and 10 minutes old. Now, all that and 12 minutes old. That time is gone. I am never ever going to be that age again. You are never, ever going to be that age again. Time keeps on passing. Now you think you have plenty of time, but God says in His Word that we do want to think about that and value that time that He has given us. In Psalm 90, Moses said, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. In Romans 13:11, do this once you understand the present time. It is already the hour for you to wake up from sleep because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. And the words I want you to especially consider from Ephesians 5, verses 15 and 16. Consider carefully then how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise people, make the most of your time, because the days are evil. There's an example that I saw recently in a devotion. Now just imagine someone bought you a gift of sending you on this amazing world cruise on this beautiful ship. Someone gave you this gift, and you got on the boat, and you laid down on your bed, and you spent the whole trip napping. Spent the whole trip just laying around on your bed. How do you think the person who gave you that gift would feel? I'm sure they'd feel that they had wasted it. That you had taken this precious thing that they had given you, this amazing time, and you just wasted it, sleeping. In the same way, God has every right to be upset at us when we waste the precious time that He has given us. This time of grace that we're given. This time that He gives us to make full use of our gifts. And yet so often, we are prone to being lazy. So often we are prone to sleeping through life. Wasting that gift, failing to appreciate it. We act as though there's plenty of time in the future. There's plenty of time to do that later. But how much time has God given you? I can't answer that question. I know you now have less time than you did when chapel began. Who knows how many days, hours, minutes, and seconds we have? Tick, tick, tick. Time keeps passing. At this fall's teachers' conference, teacher Andrew Rail put it this way in his paper. He said, "Numbering our days aright does not come naturally to our human nature. This wisdom cannot be grasped by sinful man. To sinful man, death is to be ignored. Sinful man would stuff both hands in his ears, babbling with noise to avoid the subject entirely." I love that picture. If you've ever seen a little child do that, or maybe not a little child even, sometimes older people do that as well. That's what our sinful man is like. Wants to ignore the fact that time is passing. So how are we to spend our days? How are we to spend the time that God has given us? Well, if we read on from that section from Ephesians 5, "Consider carefully then how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise people. Make the most of your time because the days are evil. For this reason, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk on wine, which causes you to lose control. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit by speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making music with your hearts to the Lord, by always giving thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by submitting to one another in reverence for Christ." That is how God wants us to spend those precious days that he has given us, the precious hours, minutes, and seconds of our lives, not just letting them go by in pursuing our own wants and desires, but pursuing what he wants for us, filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing his praise, submitting to one another in reverence for Christ. So make the most of your time. Make the most of every minute, of every hour, of every day. Because time keeps passing. And use that precious gift that God has given us for his sake. Amen. We'll sing of this in the words of hymn 606. Hymn 606, verses 1, 3, and 4.